From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and the U.S. agree to more talks on the future of Syria. The United States and Russia have appeared to have bridged some differences, ending the Syrian conflict, with Moscow endorsing a plan for a third round of talks in New York scheduled Friday to discuss a political transition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in the Russian capital Tuesday, meeting President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We see Syria fundamentally very similarly. We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers. We understand the same challenges. And we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future. And we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Another way of saying the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also indicated the U.S. is not seeking regime change, a reference to the future of President Bashar al-Assad. Following Friday's International Syria Support Group meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected to follow on a transition in Syria. At least three people were killed Tuesday as police opened fire on Shia Muslim protesters in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna, demanding the release of their leader taken into military custody on Monday. The hundreds of protesters demanded the release of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who was detained after weekend clashes with members of his Islamic Movement of Nigeria, in which dozens were reported killed in the city of Zaria. Meanwhile, Iran has condemned the army crackdown. Iran's parliament called for an investigation into the deaths. The foreign ministry summoned the top Nigerian diplomat to lodge a protest. Members of the Muslim sect claimed up to 1,000 were killed. The violence followed the blocking of a highway by the Muslim group, who reportedly stoned the convoy carrying Nigeria's army chief. This is VOA News. The UN nuclear agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, presented his final report.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009. Nor has the agency found any credible indications of the diversion of nuclear material in connection with the possible military dimensions to Iran's nuclear program.
However, he said IAEA inspections of Iranian facilities will continue. A July nuclear deal is expected to lead to a complete lifting of sanctions on Tehran next year. At the same time, UN experts have concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution by firing a ballistic missile in October. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said it's a matter of great concern.
It should be quite clear that this is something that we've been concerned about for a while. And we consider this to be a serious matter that undermines regional stability. And that's precisely why the United States has raised this issue and pressed it so aggressively before the Security Council.
A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. UN-sponsored peace talks aimed at finding a settlement to the conflict in Yemen opened Tuesday in Geneva, even as a week-long ceasefire in the war-torn country went into effect. But Shia Houthi rebels are accused of violating the truce by attacking pro-government forces in eastern Marib province, leaving 15 dead and wounding more than 20. The conflict between forces supporting President Abu Mansur Hadi's government and rebels has killed an estimated 5,700 people since last year. The UN Security Council Tuesday voted to boost the peacekeeping presence in South Sudan, marking the second anniversary of the outbreak of hostilities in a renewed effort to shore up a fragile August peace deal. The council is sending 500 more troops and another 600 police personnel to bolster this presence to about 15,000. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced another $173 million in emergency food aid to South Sudan. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This new assistance will provide more than 85,000 tons of emergency food assistance and will serve nearly 2.5 million South Sudanese facing severe life-threatening hunger, as well as refugees in South Sudan.
Despite the peace agreement, the fighting between government and rebel forces continues. North Korea has sentenced a Canadian pastor to life in prison at hard labor for what it called crimes against the state. Hyun Soo Lim, detained earlier this year while on what his church said was a humanitarian mission. Crude oil prices continued their recent slide in Asia trading Wednesday after rising nearly 3% Tuesday and remained near lows not seen since 2008. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.